a great way to buy kids' clothes, the Garanimal system. Just match Garanimal tags, and the shirts and pants will go together. Match zebras or monkeys. Mix and match permanent press tops and bottoms. Garanimals are inexpensive and so durable, most kids outgrow them before they outwear them. Garanimals. Just match the tags for a perfect match.
Garanimals, available at Donaldson's.
Hi, I'm Mark Yeston. This is the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast, a safety moment. I'm here with Todd Conklin. We talked earlier about the importance of learning as much as we can from incidents, but how do you get that information about things that almost went wrong? We always know about things that did go wrong because we either observed them or they have to be reported. But there's so much that we don't know about what almost went wrong. So I've worked in an organization rewarded recognizing one employee to another for safe acts. And I think that's a great thing. One employee saw another employee doing something right. They'd try to catch him doing something right. And there would be an incentive and a reward and a recognition for each other to do so. But we also thought, what if something goes wrong but isn't necessarily discoverable by management or anybody else? Does that get reported? And this is where we came up with the idea, which is not unique to us, of let's report those near misses, those good catches, as they're called, because we can probably learn a lot there too. So here's a quick story about a good catch report that we never would have known about, but because we told people, tell us about things that almost went wrong and you caught them before they did go completely haywire. And this is a story about hooking trailers up to vehicles. Up to trucks. It could be a snowmobile trailer, it could be an ATV trailer, it could be a travel trailer hooked up to an SUV or a pickup truck. And we all know what that looks like. There's a trailer ball, they come in different sizes. There's a trailer receiver or a hitch that has a commensurate size. And when you buy those things, it's pretty clear what goes with which. But by the time you add in, 15 or 20 different vehicles and 15 or 20 interchangeable balls and hitches, and a dozen or so trailers, pretty quickly you're into the, many hundreds, if not thousands, of combinations of possibilities of getting this thing wrong. And so inevitably, it happens. So we get a great good catch report where employees were hooking up a trailer to a vehicle. It wasn't obvious on the ball what the size was, but everybody seemed to remember, I think this is the one we used last year. And in a seasonal operation where you're going from snowmobiles to boats, you may not have a recollection of what fits with what. So everything gets hooked up, and then in a final check, the hitch just pops loose before the vehicle was driven. And then it was recognized that the ball had been switched out for the snowmobile trailer and not to the boat trailer. And of course, all of this stuff is knowable. And it's all in a notebook someplace that says this truck goes with this trailer and stuff like that. But was it easy for the user, for the people who were trying to do this work, to discern? So we talked about it after it was reported, and a couple of us who are, maybe older than 45 years old, remembered the, in the 70s, there was a, I think it was Sears Roebuck that had clothing and not very fashionable, but clothing nonetheless, that allowed children to reduce the burden on their parents of choosing clothing because you could coordinate outfits using the Garanimal system. And so the shirt would have a color or a hang tag that might look like a zebra or a giraffe or a blue elephant, and as long as you matched it up with pants of a corresponding color and animal, you were fine to go. So rather than telling our employees to go and reference the notebook and make sure that this particular trailer with this particular license number fits this particular truck, we just decided to color code, or basically Garanimals, all of our hitches. So you may not be able to tell the difference between a 1 7/8 inch hitch and a 2 inch ball hitch and the trailer that it goes with, but almost everybody can tell the difference between orange, black, or white. So we color coded all of our ball hitches to correspond with all of our trailers. And if you can recognize the color, you know that you've got it hooked up properly, with no need to go back to a notebook.
That's a pre-accident investigation safety moment. So they painted the ball and hitches orange, white, and black. I'm interested in why they didn't use blue. Thanks for listening, and thanks for subscribing. Tune in as much as you want to. Have fun, learn something every day, and for goodness sakes, be safe.